Hi, my name is Lyle, and welcome to another edition of Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show. Coming to you here on Radio 101.5 UMFM. So if you can, hang in there for the next hour, as I once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there with a Celtic edge to it, from both near and afar. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. To start off today's Waxy's Dargle show, we have some music by Clannad, the award-winning musical family from the County Donegal, a group that first made their mark in the folk and traditional music scene back in the early 1970s. Featuring the lead vocals of Moya Brennan, here's Clannad with The Poison Glen, here on 101.5.
Thank you. As I get down by Strachan Toon, I heard a fair maid mourning. And she was my concern, complaint, had her true love ne'er returning. So fare ye weel, ye Mormon braves, what up times I've been cheery. Fare ye weel, ye Mormon braves, for it's there I lost my dearie. Oh, I'll put on my gunna green as a forsaken token, and that will let the young men know that the band's all over broken. So fare ye weel, ye Mormon braves, what up times I've been cheery. Fare ye weel, ye Mormon braves, for it's there I lost my dearie. There's money a horse, a Snapperton fawn, and resin again for early. There's money a lass has lost her lad and gotten another right early. So fare ye weel, ye Mormon braves, what up times I've been cheery. Fare ye weel, ye Mormon braves, for it's there I lost my dearie. There's as good fish into the sea as ever yet was taken. I'll cast my net and try again, for I'm only it's forsaken. So fare ye weel, ye Mormon braves, what half times I've been cheery. Fare ye weel, ye Mormon braves, for I said I lost my dearie. Say I'll get down to Strachan Toon, where I was bred and born, and there I'll get another sweetheart while marry me the morn. Fare ye weel, ye Mormon braves, what half times I've been cheery. Oh, fare ye weel, ye Mormon braves, for it's there I lost my dearie. Fare ye weel, ye Mormon braves, what half times I've been cheery. Fare ye weel, ye Mormon braves, for it's there I lost my dearie.
Follow. If you go, then I go.
Fortunate Ones, a Newfoundland-based folk pop duo made up of singer-guitarist Andrew James O'Brien and singer-pianist accordion player Catherine Allen. We heard a song called If You Go, a track that comes from an album that the duo released in 2018 titled Hold Fast. Before Fortunate Ones, we heard Finley Napier and Gillian Frame, who are based in Glasgow. They formerly toured and recorded with the award-winning traditional Scottish band Back of the Moon. The duo just recently released a new album called The Ledger, and from this album we heard their arrangement of Mormon Braise. And on this album, Finley and Gillian are joined in by Mike Vass, a Glasgow-based musician who also performs with the traditional Celtic band Malinke. Start off today's show with the County Donegal's Clannad and a song called The Poison Glen, a track that featured the lead vocals of Moya Brennan. And Clannad originally included the musical talents of her brothers Paul and Kieran Brennan, along with their uncles Padraig and Noel Dugan, who were twins. Padraig passed away in Dublin on the 9th of August, 2016, at the age of 67. If you're just joining us, my name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxies Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you here on your campus and a community radio station, 101.5 UMFM from the University of Manitoba. Up next, some sad news. Liam Riley, who was the lead singer of the Irish band Bagatelle for over 40 years, died on New Year's Day at the age of 65. And Bagatelle was one of the first giants in Irish folk rock music. And U2's Bono has been cited as saying that Bagatelle had a huge influence on U2's early years. Here's Bagatelle with Second Violin here on 101.5.
Times that we're leaving so very, very far behind. second violin.
I'd been riding fence all day, way up on the summer range. Found a place to make my bed as the evening shadows fled from beyond the campfire light. Through the stillness of the night came the call of the coyote choir and the song of the wind and the wire. As it strummed the rusted strings, it sang of long forgotten things, many moons and many suns of the real Americans. When the arrow and the bow stalked the range of the buffalo, and the call of the coyote choir knew no song of the wind and the wire. Balladeer whispered to me, I could hear bugle calls and battle cries, broken promises and lies. The spirits of the plain still sing their sad refrain in the call of the coyote song of the wind and the wire. The spirits of the plain still sing their sad refrain in the call of the coyote choir and the song of the wind.
Thank you.
Golden Bough, a popular Celtic folk group from California that's been entertaining us now for some 40 years. We heard a medley of two traditional session tunes. The first one was the Blarney Pilgrim, and the second tune was the Merry Blacksmith. And this track comes from a fine compilation album called Celtic Music from Ireland, Scotland, and Brittany, that was released back in 1998 on the Arc Music label. In front of Golden Bough, we heard Alberta's Dave Wilkie and Cowboy Celtic with Wind in the Wire, a track that comes from an album titled Cowboy Cayley, and the music of Dave and his band show just how much Celtic music inspired the melodies played around the campfires in the old Wild Wild West. Starting off that set was Ireland's Bagatelle with second violin. And as I mentioned, the band's lead singer, Liam Riley, died on New Year's Day at the age of 65. Let's take a short break, and then I'll be right back with some more music, so try and stay with us. Before I get back to some more music, a reminder that if you have any questions or comments about the music you're listening to on today's show, you can always get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. And you can also check out our weekly playlists and like us on the Waxies Dargle Facebook page at Waxies Dargle Radio. Moving right along with some more music, up next, from the Isle of Skye, the Celtic folk rock sounds of Scotland's Runrig, a band that was first formed back in 1973. And we're going to hear a song called Forever Eyes of Blue, Runrig, here on 101.5.
The skies of summer shone around your door.
children, little children, three men who couldn't love you more, turning again. Forever you'll be eyes of blue in the circle of your view, breaking every blade of truth down in you two. One door opens and another closes. Oh, the parting, oh, the parting. New arrivals, the family grow, turning around. Head of ribbons running down the brae. In the morning, whirling moments from the clock of fate.
One evening fair to take the air down by Blackwater's side, and gazing all around me, this handsome lad I spied, this handsome lad I spied.
All through the first part of the night, while we lay in sporting play, and this young man arose and he gathered his clothes. He said, fare thee well today. He said, fare thee well today.
That's not the promise that you gave to me when first you lay on my breast. You can make me believe with your lying tongue that the sun rose in the west, the west, that the sun rose in the west. Then go home, go home to Father's
a great big sea. Oh, we're having a mighty fine time, boys. Mighty fine time. Said great big sea to Shenaganock, come on, we go to Glover Town. The girls were awesome, pretty there. Last time we went round. So great big sea and Shenaganock, they got aboard the big tour bus. But on their way out the TCA, they were abducted by aliens. With a high diddle 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 die diddle do, abducted by aliens. Oh, high diddle 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 die diddle do, abducted by aliens. The aliens, they took the boys and they turned them inside out. And they had their probes and they did them things you're always hearing tell about. Now great big sea and Shenaganock, they weren't too fond of that. They tried to confound those aliens with the what are you at, what are you at, what are you at. Then one of the boys said to one of the boys, oh me, oh me, oh my, oh, I believe we got travelers from Zeta Reticuli. Said great big sea to the aliens, now you're probing, we won't mind. So long as when you are done with that, you let us show you a Newfoundland time, boys. Noof, noof, Newfoundland time. With a high diddle 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 die diddle do. Noof, noof, Newfoundland time, boys. High diddle 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 die diddle do. Noof, noof, Newfoundland time. Experiments, they took the aliens downtown. They hove off down to Aaron's pub, drank 47 rounds. Said Shenaganock to the aliens, you're some pale now, it's a sin. What do you say we take his out? And we has you all screeched in. So from the tip of the Flemish cap to the bottom of the nose and tail, they screeched them in with darkest rum, washed it down with ale. Now they're kissing puffin' arses, kissing god lips, jigging on the sea of no cares. Signaling to the mothership. And Danny Williams was there, oh, Danny Williams was there. With a high diddle diddle diddle.
That was The Sauce, a Newfoundland-based trio formed in the fall of 2013, made up of Colleen Power, Liz Solo, and Mike Keane. We heard a humorous song called The Abduction of Great Big Sea and Shenaganock, a track that comes from a self-titled album that The Sauce released in 2014. In front of The Sauce, we heard Bonnie Light Horseman, a New York-based trio made up of singer-songwriter Anna East Mitchell, along with Eric D. Johnson and Josh Kaufman. We heard the band's arrangement of Blackwater Side, a track that comes from the band's self-titled debut album that they released a year ago, that contains a mixture of traditional British folk songs and original material. At the top of that set was the Isle of Skye's Run Rig with Forever Eyes of Blue, a track from a compilation album called Scotland's Glory, Run Rig's Ballads. And the vocals on that track were handled by Donnie Monroe, who left Run Rig in 1997 to pursue a life in politics. And he was replaced by Cape Breton vocalist Bruce Guthrow. And after 45 years as a band, Run Rig played their final performance in August of 2018 at the Sterling City Park. Queued up next, Seven Nations, a Celtic folk rock band that was formed in New York City back in 1993. The band is currently based out of Orlando, Florida. And the band takes their name from the seven Celtic nations. That includes Scotland, Ireland, Wales, Brittany, Cornwall, the Isle of Man, and Galicia in northwest Spain. We're going to hear Seven Nations' arrangement of a song written by Dublin's Dominic Behan about the plight of Irishmen working on construction projects in England. Seven Nations with Crooked Jack here on 101.5.
choices you make. Don't be worried, somebody's gonna take you home. Remember, if you fall, fall with grace. Don't let them see the fear upon your face. And if you break, break the reins. It's better up in lights than down in flames. City soldier, tall and proud. Find your pleasure wherever you're allowed. Underwater, somebody's gotta take you home and keep you on your throne. But if you fall, fall with grace. Don't let them see the fear upon your face. And if you break, break the rain. It's better up in lights than down in flames. And I will do the same. Bastard brother, so far away. If I call you, I wonder what you'll say. Little wonder, home is just a word to me now. Remember, if you fall, fall with grace. Don't let them see the fear upon your face. And if you break, break the rain.
The Celtic rock sounds of Toronto's Enter the Haggis, a band that was first formed back in 1995. We heard a song called Scarecrow, a track that comes from the band's seventh studio album, The Modest Revolution, from 2013. Before Enter the Haggis, we heard Seven Nations with Crooked Jack, a track from an album titled Big Dog. I hope that you've enjoyed the mix of music on this afternoon's show, and you're invited to tune in again next Sunday afternoon right here on 101.5 UMFM at 5 o'clock for another hour of music with a Celtic edge to it. So until next time, thanks for being with us this afternoon, and remember that peace and love never go out of style. To take us out for today, we have some music by the London-based band The Afro-Celt Sound System that began its musical journey in the mid-1990s. And the music from Afro-Celt Sound System fuses modern dance rhythms with Celtic and African influences, as we hear in a piece of music called The Magnificent Seven. So good night, take care, keep safe, and look after others when you can. Until we meet once again here on 101.5, here's the Afro-Celt Sound System with The Magnificent Seven here on 101.5. Bye for now.